Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday said he's convinced the United States will be able to call Sweden and Finland NATO allies soon, and said other nations' concerns about the two nations joining the alliance are being addressed. Blinken spoke at a press briefing following meetings at the State Department with his Swedish and Finnish counterparts.
All 30 allies signed the accession protocols. 28 of the 30, of course, have ratified them, and we are working toward the additional ratifications, Turkey and Hungary.
Blinken said Finland and Sweden have been working with Turkey to address concerns, and concrete steps have been taken. Finland and Sweden both asked to join NATO this year in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Longtime member Turkey refused to endorse their request until a number of demands were met, including taking a tougher stance against Kurdish militants and removing a ban on arms sales. Brittany Griner is free, but another American remains held in Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Paul Whelan has been detained 4 years on spying charges. The Biden administration had hoped to bring him home with Griner.
Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's.
The president says he'll keep working for Whelan's release. Now that her wife is free, Sherelle Griner says she's committed to the release of Whelan too.
Today my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole.
Whelan's brother says he's disappointed for his family, but so glad for Griner's release, and does not fault the U.S. for making the deal to free her. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports COVID-19 cases are continuing their downward spiral in Africa, but warns the pandemic is not over and nations must remain vigilant. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Following a recent four-week resurgence of COVID-19, cases and deaths once again are dropping in Africa. Since this month-long spike ended on November 20th, the World Health Organization has recorded slightly more than 12,300 new cases and 50 deaths. The WHO Regional Director for Africa, Matshidiso Moeti, says these numbers are at their lowest levels since the start of the pandemic in 2020.
Despite the recent uptick, there is hope that Africa will be spared the challenges of the previous 2 years when surging cases marred the holiday season for many. We must remain vigilant and be ready to adopt more stringent preventive measures if necessary.
Moeti says investments in COVID-19 management over the last 3 years are paying off. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
German authorities said Thursday that further arrests are likely after a far-right plot to overthrow the government was thwarted. Prosecutors said they'd identified over 50 suspects in the case. 3,000 police officers raided properties across Germany early on Wednesday, arresting 25 people. Police in Austria and Italy also carried out several raids. The suspects are alleged members of the Reichsbürger movement, who have been accused of hatching a plan in November 2021 to overthrow the German government. Police said they found rifles, ammunition, crossbows, and protective vests, along with plans to recruit soldiers and police officers. That's residents of Guatemala City kicking off the Christmas season Wednesday night by celebrating a centuries-old Christian tradition known as Burning of the Devil. Every year on the night of December 7th, Guatemalans build bonfires or burn effigies of the devil, as well as household junk in a symbol of purification before the following day's Catholic Holy Day of the Immaculate Conception. The act marks the start of Christmas festivities in Guatemala. It's taken place since the arrival of Spanish conquistadors in the 16th century. And the Biden administration filed a complaint on Thursday aimed at blocking tech giant Microsoft's $69 billion bid to buy Call of Duty games maker Activision over concerns the deal would deny rivals access to popular games. Microsoft owns Xbox. It said in January 2022 it would buy Activision for $68.7 billion. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.